That's why I seem to have more than my share. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer is one little smile. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can see no other way and no better plan. End it all and let him go to some better gal. But I'm only human, a coward at best. I'm more than certain he'd follow me west. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin. I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, ain't no chance to win. Why not use your mentality? Get up, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. Because I've got you under my skin, and I like you under my skin.
A little stage fright for you from the Pizzarellis, Bucky and John, from their Contrasts album. And that's a theme for the interview we're about to have. Mr. Ken Wolf is my guest here in the WFDU-FM studios here on Anything Goes. Now, who's Ken Wolf? I'll tell you. He's the artistic director of Manhattan Repertory Theater. He's authored 12 plays, 10 of which have been produced in New York City in the last 9 years. How cool is that? His favorite acting roles include his one-man show, The Actor Chronicles, Biff in The Death of a Salesman, Mozart in Amadeus, and Mark Ryan, and in his therapy play, The Eyes of Love, performing opposite the amazing Jennifer Pierro. In 1990, he appeared off-Broadway in My Father, My Son, co-written with his late father, Henry E. Wolfe. And he's thrilled out of his mind to be at Manhattan Repertory Theater, exploring new theater and supporting new playwrights and performing artists. And, well, at the Manhattan Repertory Theater, you can see The People in My Hips. It's written and performed by Mr. Wolf and is unlike any theater piece I've seen before. And now I'm going to quote NewYorkTheater.com review. Martin Denton said the same thing. It's unlike any theater piece he's ever seen before. And again, still quoting, playwright, actor, director Wolf attempts something just as impossibly zen-like in this one-man play of his to revisit the unrevisitable. The People in My Hips is an autobiographical work about events that happened to Ken Wolf within the past 7 years. So here's the synopsis, you guys. One day at a yoga class, Ken Wolf suddenly started to experience excruciating pain in his hips, and eventually he came to understand that his pain was a manifestation of energy related to abusive events from his past. He ultimately identified the people in his hips, and, well, through a lot of painful exercise and therapy, he was able to exorcise those personal demons and the pain, and he wrote a show about it. And you gotta see it. There's only 2 shows left, which I'm very upset about. These will happen on April 11th and April 18th at 3 p.m. And you can log on to, well, I'm gonna let Ken tell you. I'm so excited about this show, you guys. You really have to see The People in My Hips and understand this process for yourself. Good morning, Ken Wolf. Welcome to Anything Goes.
Good morning, Lisa. It's great to be here.
How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for coming out in the rain.
Ah, it's great to be here.
Ken, this show is absolutely extraordinary. And the thing that it, certainly one of the things that makes it extraordinary is that you were able to write it about your own experience and your own physical and emotional pain, and yet come out with something that is very funny, very touching, takes us on a journey with you. I don't even know where to start to ask you how you came to be able to a place where you were able to put that experience on paper.
Well, one of the things I do as a playwright is I simply write about my life. And when I had this weird thing happening in my body, the people in my hips, I decided that I would write about it. I'd either do a play or a movie. So I filmed myself and I went about the process of documenting what was going on for me. It took me 2 years after I cured myself to finally do this play, because it was brand new territory for me. I was afraid what people might think and what they might think about me seeing this play. I've discovered that people actually like me more because of it, because it's so honest and so open, and I share things that a lot of people would be frightened to share. And so I'm very, very excited to do the play, and it's been a real eye-opener for me and a real exciting event for me.
So now you're a personal trainer, right? And you began this journey because you wanted to get certified in yoga.
In yoga. I started yoga teacher training a number of years ago, and as I trained in yoga, I started to cry a lot. But the crying was weird because it was kind of disconnected. It wasn't connected to anything that I could really remember. And the more I trained in yoga, the more I started to cry and cry and cry. And my body then started to shake a little bit. And then, in working with a yoga trainer privately, I started to remember things. Some pretty crazy, wild things from my past, from my distant past. We're talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age, 8 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wild because I had no memory of these events. And all of a sudden, my body started to bounce around and move, and things started to happen. And it was bizarre. So I documented the process and said, my God, this is amazing. As I continued to dive into it, I started to re-traumatize my nervous system. And my body started to shake by itself. And I developed severe post-traumatic stress disorder from doing yoga. So it was bizarre.
But isn't yoga supposed to relax you and calm you down?
Well, yoga's a great thing. I mean, I'm a big fan of yoga. And if you come see the show, you saw the show at the end, it kind of links it all up that yoga is a great thing. But in my experience, because I had so much childhood trauma, it brought up the stuff. And then I re-traumatized my nervous system. So there's a difference between, you know, often when you do yoga, feelings will come up.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between when the feelings come up and you release them, or when you get into a feedback loop. And this is one of the things I want to talk to people
What's
about.
What's a feedback? Wait a minute. Now you've got to define your terms, Ken Wolf.
Okay, let's
what
say.
What is a feedback loop?
Let's say you're doing yoga and you start to cry, and then about 30 seconds the crying just goes away. That's great. Your body's processing it out and it releases.
Okay.
But if you're doing yoga and the crying continues to intensify and continues to grow and it continues to manifest and not dissipate, you need to get out of that stretch immediately.
Huh.
What I did with my yoga trainers, we dove in, and in that process, I traumatized my nervous system. I actually gave myself post-traumatic stress disorder. Mind-boggling. Mind-boggling to me.
It is mind-boggling.
And what was going on, I was fascinated by it. Even though my body was shaking around, so I was filming myself, I was, you know, writing about it, I was documenting the process, hopefully telling the tale once I figured out a way to cure myself, which I did. Which is amazing.
So you actually bisected your brain. One of you was experiencing all of these symptoms and the pain, the physical and the emotional reaction, and the other part of your brain was watching you do that and documenting it so that you could tell this story and share it with people. Is that right?
Exactly. And that really was the gift of the whole process, because often when anxiety comes up in people, you know, I think that in the natural process of your life, anxiety will come up from your childhood. It could be you fall down the stairs And then when you're 35, you're feeling this anxiety that's coming out of your body from falling down the stairs. What people will do, they will assign that anxiety to things in their lives. Because I was documenting this process and looking at it, when the feelings came up out of my body, I realized that it was just old stuff. So one of the things I also want to talk about and teach about is that anxiety that comes out of your body. We medicate it, people take drugs, go away, when often we just need to witness it and it'll dissipate. Which is cool, you know. So it was a gift that I was able to document it and look at it from a distance, because I realized that I was not my emotion. I was not those feelings from my past. I was not those feelings in my hips. And I think it's a great lesson for people who experience anxiety, people who have sort of an ongoing you know, weird feelings coming up and they don't know where they're coming from.
Oh, well, I think we all have those. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. I'm speaking with Ken Wolf, who is the playwright and the star of The People in My Hips, which is really an extraordinary piece of theater, you guys, and definitely worth a look-see at the Manhattan Repertory Theater on 42nd Street. So, Ken, tell us a little bit, because... am I going to go to the theater and have, you know, is this like kind of a soap opera thing?
No.
You know, I mean, I know I didn't, I couldn't believe how well you balanced the humor, but how did you, how did you find the humor in this situation?
Well, part of my process as a man, as a human being, is I always look for the upside to things. I always look for the upside. So when this was all going on and when I started writing the play, I said, you know, I got to try to make this play... well, not exactly fun, but it's got to be humor to it. And there were events that happened to me during this process that were funny. And so in the process of telling the story, I made a point to find, whenever things got dark, I'd find a way to make it light. And my whole intention is, you know, I don't want to, like, have this be an evil, dark play where you walk out and you feel miserable. I want this to be a play about how you have the possibility to change. I had the possibility. And if you are upbeat about things, if you're passionate about things, if you get curious about things, you can change anything. So that's why I made it fun, because I want people to go for the ride with me. If it's too dark, people are going to shut down. I want them to go for the ride with me. It's not an easy ride, but it's fun at times, and that's what I love about it.
It's about the little true voice that we all have with us and allowing that to speak. I think we all recognize that voice when it shows up. It's a matter of whether or not we have the space and the wherewithal and the courage to allow that voice to have a voice and for us to act based upon that information. Again, you guys, I'm going to harp on this only because I can't believe that Ken's been doing a run of these, but because of his very busy schedule, there are only two shows left for the moment. Those are Saturday the 11th at 3 and Saturday the 18th at 3. And if you would like to grab yourself a pair of tickets, the telephone number for Manhattan Rep is 646-329-6588. 646-329-6588. And Ken, tell us a little bit more about how you wrote The People in My Hips, and how much material did you have, and how did you cull it down to it's about an hour and 20 minutes, right?
Well, originally, the play in script form is about 45 pages. Originally, it was 90 pages.
Oh, wow.
I literally cut out half of the stories of The People in the Hips because I had a huge, huge amount of events and stories that happened. But I really wanted to streamline it into the story of how I cured myself and the process of going to different therapists and things that I did and the way I figured my way out of my extreme PTSD. So it was an interesting process.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. He just says it like that, and we're supposed to follow. PTSD.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So it was interesting paring it down to tell the story as succinctly and as filled with humor and deal with the dark subject, too, in a way that it could work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and still in the process as I continue to grow, because we're going to be doing it again sometime in the future, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll be doing it again sometime in the future.
Uh-huh.
So I'll continue to refine it and have some fun with it and, you know, make it even better.
Even better. Well, you know, I don't think I know a single artist who doesn't hate or wish they had the opportunity to change something as soon as it's behind them, right? As soon as the album's in the can, oh no, you know? So it's wonderful that you expect that you'll be able to perform The People in My Hips again. Now, I want to ask you about the various people you went to for assistance, because I know that that's part of the text of The People in My Hips. But what I'm going to do is, since we've already heard Frank Sinatra and I've got you under my skin, I brought another People in My Hips type song in for you, Ken Wolf. I've got Maurice Chevalier, and you've got that thing.
That's great.
And we'll be back with more with Ken Wolf, the artistic director of the Manhattan Repertory Theater and the star of The People in My Hips, and your chance to win yourself a pair of tickets to this terrific production. After we hear from Maurice Chevalier here on Anything Goes, I am Lise Avery. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Since first you blew in like a boisterous breeze, I often have wondered, dear, why gentlemen all seem to fall on their knees the moment that you appear. Your fetching physique is hardly unique, you're mentally not so hot. You'll never win laurels because of your morals, but I'll tell you what you've got. You've got that thing, you've got that thing, that thing that makes birds forget to sing. Yes, you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got that charm, that subtle charm, that makes young farmers desert the farm, 'cause you've got that thing, that certain thing. You've got what Adam craved when he, with love for Eve, was tortured. She only had an apple tree, but you've got an orchard. You've got those ways, those taking ways, that make me rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. Oh, you've got that thing. Oh, you've got that thing. You've got that thing. That thing that makes birds forget to sing. Yes, oh, you've got that thing. that certain thing. You know what I mean, don't you? Eh? You've got that charm, that subtle charm, that makes young farmers deserve the farm. 'Cause, hey, you've got that thing. that certain thing. And how? You've got what Adam craved when he with love for Eve was tortured. She only had an apple tree, eh? But you, oh, you've got an orchard. Oh, you've got those ways, those little taking ways that make me rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. Baby, you've got that thing.
Maurice Chevalier, and you've got that thing here on Anything Goes. And, well, we're playing theme music based upon, well, I don't know, something mysterious happening to you, or however you want to put it, because we're speaking with playwright, actor, director Ken Wolfe. I want to read a little bit more from the NewYorkTheater.com review from Martin Denton. He says it's hard to tell where Wolfe the actor, playwright ends and Wolfe the still evolving and healing human begins, which may itself be a testament to Wolfe's performance prowess. Wish I'd said that. The show is consistently compelling and a lot funnier than I'm sure I've made it sound. It's involving and maybe even harrowing in places, but at the end of the journey, we feel lifted up. Wolfe cautions in the program that The People in My Hips is a play and not a seminar, but there is certainly advice offered here that audience members can choose to accept or reject. Here's a quote from Ken: "The seminars will begin after I get on Oprah," which we can only hope he will get to do. And we've got Ken Wolfe here in the studio here on Anything Goes. Cool, Ken. Like so cool.
That whole Oprah reference is, while this thing was going on, I would do these video diaries where I talked in the video camera. And on just about every video diary, I would talk to Oprah. And I'd go, Oprah. And I'd get all emotional because obviously the stuff was going on. I go, Oprah, when I figured out a model for this, I'm going to get on your show and we're going to help people. And I'm actually in the process of trying to connect to Oprah.
Very cool.
Yeah, because I think we can help a lot of people, you know, understand anxiety and things.
Well, tell us, Ken, you actually saw a lot of different kinds of practitioners in an attempt to deal with, you had excruciating pain in your hips that was crippling at times, right?
Crazy pain.
And there
hips.
Was no physical source. That's the bottom line of about The People in My Hips, is that you researched it and you realized that this pain was coming from something other than a physical
it
malady.
It was all psychosomatic.
Okay.
Which is wild. So I went to massage therapists. I had a cranial sacral therapy. I went to Alexander person. I did acupuncture. I went to a neurologist. I did screaming therapy. I did some different yoga people. I worked with a yoga trainer for a very long time. It was great. A gentleman by the name of Douglas Stewart, extremely talented yogi, really saved my life. Huh. Amazing, amazing man. And I just kept searching and looking and trying to figure out a way to, you know, get this crazy energy out of my body so I could live a normal life. And the thing that was real hard, the whole process, is I had to pretend, because I was a trainer and I teach classes and I teach spinning.
He's a jock, you guys.
I'm an old jock. Old passionate jock. And the whole time I had to pretend like there was nothing wrong with me, which was really hard.
Wow.
You know, I had to kind of stuff it in. So there were times when it was working on me and I had to pretend like it wasn't working on me. There were times when I would be in class and my hip was cramped up and I would just walk around and just not demonstrate. And it was a real scary time for me because I couldn't let this be known that I was a mess, that I was, you know, this post-traumatic stress was extreme and that I was cramping up. And it was a real crazy hard time. You know, I was actually living with a woman, and we actually broke up. We're now living again together. She's the love of my life, Jennifer Pierre. I love her, mm-hmm. and thank God for her. But we broke up because it was so severe what was going on with me. And I'm just thankful that I found a way to release it and found a way to get out of my body.
There was a third entity in your bed.
Yeah, there was a third entity. Third and a fourth entity
in your
my
hips.
Bed.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us who embodied your hips? Do you have actual names for them? And if you want to share them, if you don't, and you want people to come and see the people in my hips, that's understandable too.
It's kind of weird. As this whole stuff came up in my body, I began to develop a personality in my left hip, which I called Baby Ken. And I actually have therapy. I videoed therapy sessions when it was therapy, and you can actually see me communicating with Baby Ken, where Baby Ken will shake his head and I'll talk to it. And we actually went into therapy, and I would have this split personality going on. It was insane. It was totally insane. Thank
wow.
God that it's not there anymore. And then there was another personality that manifested in my right hip. I know this sounds crazy, who was some nasty person from my past who I still don't exactly know what went down, but it was not nice. It was a nasty thing. And so the energy in my body, left and right, would bounce around and my body would shake. It was crazy, crazy stuff, you know, but fascinating. You know, the whole time it was going on, I was freaked out about it, but I was fascinated about figuring it out and releasing it and finding a cure and someday helping people who have similar problems.
Wow.
You know, this was severe. But the cool thing is I have great video of it. So hopefully I'm going to do a documentary about it and get the word out that way also.
Now we can see, by the way, you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We're speaking with Ken Wolf, the star of The People in My Hips at Manhattan Repertory Theater. And yes, we'll have free tickets for you in just a minute or two. But we can see snippets or trailers up on YouTube, right,
yes,
Ken?
Yes, YouTube channel, The People in My Hips. I have some video up there. I didn't put the really wild stuff because I wanted to save it for the show, but uh-huh. there is some interesting video of me doing yoga. There's a trailer for the show. There's a therapy session up there. Interesting, fascinating stuff.
Yeah, well, it's amazing because I certainly, in my journey to reach here, wherever here is, I certainly took some similar journeys with my own inner child, as it were, and the need to actually allow yourself to be lots of different people. And if you're walking, that pain, I think many of us manifest pain that we cannot explain. And we think, oh, it's because I'm getting older, or oh, it's because I reached for that can of soup yesterday or something. But
right.
It, in fact, might be something else. And that's really the point of The People in My Hips. I'm going to tell you guys one more time about the Manhattan Repertory Theater, which is really kind of neat. It produces original new plays with little or no cost to the participants. It's a forum for playwrights, directors, and actors to share and explore their craft. So it's a really creative place. They run seasonal play festivals, and Manhattan Repertory Theater Company plays and produces returning festival artists. And Ken, you guys are about to embark upon, actually, you have a fest that's ending, and then you have a summer fest, right, Ken Wolf?
We actually have a summer fest, which will be starting July 1st,
uh-huh.
and we're accepting plays until midnight tonight.
No way!
Yeah, so you can drop them off in the lobby of 303 West 42nd Street with the doorman. Information is at www.manhattanrep.com if you want to submit your play. It's all there. But you got to get there tonight by midnight.
So it's a hard copy. I can't, like, send you an...
No, it's a hard copy.
Oh, okay, so you have to print it.
You got to run into Manhattan.
All right, Rudy. I know Rudy's listening. We've got a couple of writers that I know of who tune into Anything Goes. So that's ManhattanRep.com is your website.
That's
is
it.
That right, Ken? And, well, you've brought a couple of pairs of tickets for us to see the people in My Hips. How many pairs did you have?
Three pairs.
Three pairs. And can we choose... there are two shows, right? The 11th and the 18th. So which shows are those four?
They can choose either date.
Wow.
Either date.
Wow, you guys. Okay, so... So that's the scoops. You can check your calendar for Saturday the 11th or Saturday the 18th at 3 p.m. And log on to ManhattanRep.com for more information about the people in My Hips and about the Manhattan Repertory Theater. If you're a writer or an actor or would like to see the people in My Hips, it's really one of the finest pieces of creative work I've seen on or off Broadway in a very long time, you guys. So please, I know there aren't that many shows left, but make some time and see the people in My Hips on one of those Saturdays. And I hope that Ken will keep us apprised of when you're going to have more shows of the people in My Hips.
Absolutely.
Will you be producing that at Manhattan Rep as well, or might you choose a larger venue?
We'll see. We're connecting with some producers, and you never know where it may go. So we're in the process of just doing that. That journey. Where that piece will go.
Okay.
But I know the People in Hips journey for me is going to go on for a while because I really need to get this information out to people. I think it's really important.
And you have a list of practitioners and people that you
actually have a list of people I've worked with. And actually had a number of people come to the show who had similar problems, and I just referred them to people. You
Isn't
know.
That something?
After the show, I'm there to talk to people. So if you have stuff, come see the show, talk to me. And I'm not a therapist, but I can lead you in the direction to someone who can help you with your whatever that weird problem you may be having that no one understands.
Well, yeah, I think that's, and I can't let you go without actually talking about this. You and I talked about this after I saw the people in My Hips, is that there are so many people walking around with something like this that is a burden to them, and yet they think, as you suggested, that others will think they're crazy, and
exactly.
So they just walk around with the physical and emotional pain, and so
sometimes they start to think that they are going crazy, mm-hmm. and it's not. It's often a energy imbalance in their body.
Did you think that you were going crazy, Ken?
No, because I was detached because it came out of yoga. I pulled out and looked at it. I was fearful of that.
Yeah.
But I refused to even go there.
Wow.
And I refused to go down that avenue. I refused to say that I could not handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that if I was, I'm a Capricorn, so I'm really stubborn. And I knew if I just
is that
kept
the ram?
At it. No, Capricorn is the goat.
The goat, all right.
So I knew that if I just, you know, if I just stayed committed and stayed connected to my soul and stayed connected to who I really was, I would find a solution. And remarkably, I did. Thank God.
Wow. It's a remarkable show, Ken Wolf. I hope you have a great deal of continued success with it. And I thank you for the courage to share it with everybody, because it's work that is not only empowering for you, but empowering and joyful for those in the audience who have the privilege to see it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in, Ken Wolf. All right, you guys, and we're going to be offering up these tickets, so stick around, and we'll open the phone lines in just a minute. I'm Lise Avery. Thanks so much for tuning in to Anything Goes, and tomorrow is Billie Holiday's birthday, so we're playing a whole lot of Billie today here on Anything Goes. And remember, Manhattan Repertory Theater, the website is ManhattanRep.com, and the telephone number 646-329-6588.